AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Syria still has banned chemical weapons, and he has just issued this warning to President Assad. Well, his warning is that the Syrians have chemical weapons and they better not think about using them. U.S. airstrikes earlier this month targeted a Syrian military base that the United States said that air attack was payback, it said, for what was going on with the Syrians who were chemically attacking their own people.
They'd be ill-advised.
In France, and French investigators have found a pump-action shotgun and knives in a car belonging to a gunman who shot and killed one police officer and wounded two others last night in the heart of Paris. Police shot that man dead. Our Lori Hennant is in Paris.
Police are telling us that the attacker seemed to be acting alone, and the area was sealed off. The shooting took place just as France's presidential candidates were appearing on national television in a question and answer session.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for yesterday's attack in Paris. Arkansas has executed a death row inmate for the first time in almost 12 years. Our Sean Murphy was there when the lethal drugs began to flow.
The director of the Arkansas Department of Corrections asks the inmate, Liddell Lee, if he has any last words. He doesn't respond. She asks him again. He just doesn't respond at all. And the warden orders the execution to proceed.
Liddell Lee beat a neighbor woman to death after stealing $300 from her. The Supreme Court rejected his last-minute appeal, despite critics' concerns about a rush to execute several prisoners. This is AP Radio News. A Bill O'Reilly accuser and her lawyer are claiming victory in an appearance on ABC's The View.
Perkita Burgess was a temp at Fox News 9 years ago when she said Bill O'Reilly made a habit of leering and suggestively grunting at her.
It made me feel uncomfortable. It was like street harassment in the office.
The morning after Fox fired its highest-rated host, she went on ABC's The View to talk about her case. She's not suing, but her lawyer, Lisa Bloom, says the case against O'Reilly wasn't about money.
This was a targeted effort by a small group of women, including my other accusers, Perkita and me, to bring down Bill O'Reilly. We did that.
O'Reilly's view, he says in a statement, he's been forced out because of a series of unfounded claims against him. Warren Levinson, New York.
Conservative commentator Ann Coulter says she's keeping her engagement to speak at the University of California, Berkeley next week, despite what the school says are threats against her and her audience. The school chancellor suggests she speak next month instead. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.